A lot of well-meaning people ask me how I want to be treated if I'm a dog. I want to be treated like a dog, but a lot of you have never met a dog who's also kind of a person. I understand the confusion. For this reason, I am inserting this interlude into the video so I can let all of my human allies know how I would like to be interfaced with, friends and non-friends alike. So, I identify as a dog. I don't care if you're the kind of person who doesn't really go along with roleplay. Calling me a human being is misgendering me. Put me in a fucking Blair White video, see if I care. But furthermore, I'm not your dog. I am a stranger's dog that you might see on the side of the street. Because I'm very cute, you might lean down and say hi, give me a little good boy for my troubles, but anything beyond that is crossing a boundary for my hypothetical owner in this situation. As much as I would like for every stranger to just intuitively recognize that I'm the sort of creature that they're allowed to touch and pet whenever they want, the optics of saying that are not good. By all means, err on the side of dehumanizing. It's only a problem when it's combined with a sense of overfamiliarity. Like, any dog would react poorly to some human they don't know smothering them. But if I already know you, if we're friends, then I'm your dog. I'm your dog. On all levels except physical, I am your dog. There's a couple differences. I like conversation. I will talk to you about video games and music theory. But otherwise, I am your dog and I am to be treated as such. Greet me as if you can see my little tail wagging behind me as you open the door. You can pet me, no questions asked. My body does not hold the same sanctity as a human body. You can literally just... If it seems weird, it's because I'm a different species than you. I have been forced to maintain a human form for the benefit of those around me for my entire life. If we're gonna meet up, you need to determine to what degree I'm allowed to take the mask off. Determining if I can sniff you to see what you smell like. Determining if I can rest my cute little muzzle on your thigh when you're sitting on the couch. Determining if I can bite you. Please let me bite you. The doggy metaphor has simply never stopped giving. It never ceases to describe aspects of my personality or proclivities that I have. It always was me, and it always will be me.